Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you? It is the 25th of October for your revitalized, we think, revitalized Oakland Raiders. It's week to week right now, guys. It's week to week, but we think, well, at least we know they're not dead. And they would be dead if they lost that game against the Chiefs. Got a heartbeat. What the hell? Let's do it. This is Locked On Raiders. This is Bill Williamson, part of the fastest growing podcast network on the internet. Been doing this podcast for almost 15 months. Been covering the Raiders for 9 years. Part of the, this is it. This is the only daily Raider podcast out there. It's your podcast. We chat. We have fun. You send me your questions. We have a good time. If you think Locked On Raiders would be a good fit for your personal, your company, just Locked On Raiders, you can own the company. You can be part of the company. You say, hey, boss, this clown does the Raiders podcast every day, and people listen to this guy. Let's get some ears. Let's tell them about our company. Send me your send me an email about your interest in that at bilko95@msn.com, and we'll talk about it at very reasonable rates. Check out Matt Williamson's Locked On the NFL. Check out Locked On the NFL Draft, the only daily draft podcast on the internet. Check out Vinny Iyer's Fantasy Locked On Fantasy Football. Could be some interesting fantasy plays this week. I'm not a huge fantasy guy, but, you know, I've been... You know, Buffalo don't. Shady McCoy had a decent game last week. We'll see. Maybe some Carr Cooper stuff. You know, ride that hot hand. So we'll see about that. Subscribe to Locked On Raiders on iTunes. Tell your family. Tell your friends. Send me your Twitter questions at @BWilliamsonNFL. Today's is from Jonathan Crane. Jonathan wants to know: will the Raiders be better without Beast Mode? Well, we're going to find out, Jonathan, because as we talked about yesterday, he is suspended for his very silly acts of leaving the field and knocking into a referee while protecting a player on the other team. We talked about that yesterday. So it's going to be the Richard show. It's going to be the Washington show, Olave. Elijah Hood got promoted as we expected. He'll probably go back down when Marshawn gets off the suspended list on Monday. We'll see. I bet Elijah Hood will be playing. A lot of Raider fans are down on Marshawn Lynch. And as we talked about it, I don't blame you. He hasn't made a real impact, has he? First game, 76 yards. Hasn't been great since then. So we'll see, Jonathan. Emerson Conley both out on Wednesday. Newhouse limited. He didn't play last week. Joseph limited. We'll see, but doesn't look like Conley's going to play this week. Who knows when that guy's going to play? We talked about that yesterday. We'll see on Emerson. Mr. Amari Cooper gets some nice validation, a certificate of AFC Player of the Week for his unbelievable game against the Chiefs. They moved him around. He produced. He didn't drop too many balls. He played well. Keep that going, Amari. Josh DeBoe. Well, this is from Sports Radar USA. Cooper caught 6 of his passes against the Chiefs from the slot. He never had more than 3 from the slot in the game, so they moved him around. I'm just so surprised that they did it on a short week and it worked. I mean, kudos to Downing, the guy that you guys were all killing last week. And you'll kill him again on Monday if he doesn't do well in Buffalo. This is the way it goes. He gets that. Carr, you know, Derek Carr loves talking up his guys. And he said, yeah, Murray Cooper is like LeBron because he can play so many positions. Okay. Cooper, who's about as straight line as he's, this dude's a straight man. And he's like, I think that's hyperbole. Cooper's a smart guy. He doesn't, there's no funny business with this guy. He's just, he's just all business, this guy. Hardly cracks a smile. Saw a great video from that Kansas City game where he had a look of joy on his face after a touchdown, and then he realized, I'm Amari Cooper, and he went straight man again. It's pretty good stuff, and that's who he is. So he's not a bad guy. Just a, you know, just a different, quiet kid. Carr was talking about using Cook as a receiver. Talked about that today, even Raiders media availability, and that opened some things up. Well, it certainly did in that game, and it has before, but it hasn't been every game. Let's just not get overexcited. Said, you know, this team was offensively flatlining for a month, and they lost all 4 of those games. They came out of it against Kansas City. Let's not act like it's all behind us. They have to show it for a couple of games. I think that's fair, right? I mean, you know, what's the fluke? 4 games or 1 game? We'll see. We'll see. Sterling Moore may be a name just to keep an eye on. You hardcore Raider fans know who he was. He was an undrafted free agent in 2011. Yes, before the Reggie McKenzie days. He played well in the preseason, but he got cut. Hugh Jackson was the coach. Boy, he's having struggles in Cleveland, isn't he? And he went on to New England, and he's been in Dallas, and he's been an okay guy. You know, he started 12 games. The Raiders are a little banged up at cornerback. He's a vet. Maybe they look, just speculation, but maybe. You know, who knows? Maybe. The Raiders worked out a bunch of guys this week. That happens. It happens. Just kind of seeing what's up. What else we got? You know, I mean, it's just, it's time to really talk about what I expect, what's the keys to this game. And it goes back to, what is this offense going to be? Is it going to be the week 1, 2, and 7? Or is it going to be weeks 3, 4, 5, 6? And, you know, it's no mystery that 1, 2, 7 are equal to Raiders' 3 wins. And 2, 4, 5, 6 equals the Raiders' 4 losses. I'm not totally bought on the Bills. I think the Raiders should beat them. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But the Bills are 3-0 at home, and I think Sean McDermott has them well coached, and I think Sean McDermott has them believing in Buffalo. So I don't think it's going to be an easy game for the Raiders. But the offense has to show up. Carr has to be himself. Those guys, I mean, again, we talked about this first 2 days of this week. There was some smelliness to this offense, but there was a lot of perfume thrown on it because of the win. But they have to play with the 2 young running backs have to get some things going. I'm not so worried about Marshawn not being there, maybe in some short yardage situations. But he hasn't done much. But I want to see Cooper play. I bet Crabtree has a big game this week. I bet. Because Carr knows how to keep his guys happy. And Cooper had the big game. Yes, Crabtree had the game winner, and that makes him eat well for the weekend for sure. But he likes spreading around. So I wouldn't be surprised if Crabtree's the big tally guy this week. And the Bills are going to be keeping their eye on Cooper because he knows that, you know, he's working his way out of his slump. I want to see Olave make some plays. And I just want to see this offense continue to click. That's run better routes. That's not drop the ball. That's Todd Downey not making some weird calls in the middle to get better. And then, you know, the Buffalo kid, Khalil Mack, who played right next door in at the University of Buffalo. Let's see him wreak havoc. Navarro Bowman, another week in the system. Let's see him do good. So there's no real magical things I need to see this week, except just the Raiders, who have probably a better roster than the Buffalo Bills, play better than the Buffalo Bills in a kind of a tough situation. So that's as simple as that. So let's continue to see these guys get out of their slump, and I think they'll be okay. That's our show for today. Tomorrow I'm coming back with a prediction show. We'll talk to you soon. This is Locked On Raiders. This is Bill Williamson. Have a great Wednesday.